But in a sense, it was the beginning of his mission, the beginning of his work. I related yesterday the story of how, finally, he decided to preach. How he decided to make known to humanity the truth that he had discovered. So he left Buddha Gaya, he walked to Saranath, about 100 miles away. He gathered together the disciples who had left him when he gave up austerities. He preached to them the first sermon. I don't really like this word sermon, it's a sutta, it's discourse. Literally a thread, a series of ideas, themes strung together, as it were on a thread. He revealed to them, he spoke, told them about what he had discovered, and he founded, gradually, a spiritual community. He didn't stay in any one spot. He roamed all over northeastern India. He had a very long life. He was enlightened at the age of 35, and he lived to be 80. So 45 years of work, of active life, spreading his teaching, spreading his message. And the pattern seems to have been that for 9 months of the year, he wandered, he walked from place to place. When he came to a village, if it was lunchtime, just got out his begging bowl, stood at the door of a hut, got a little food, moved on to the next hut, stood at the door there, got a little more. When he had collected enough, he moved to the mango grove, which you always find near an Indian village, sat down under a tree, finished his meal, and then the villagers would gather around, he'd preach to them, teach them. Sometimes Brahmins would come, sometimes wealthy landowners, sometimes peasants, sometimes merchants, sometimes sweepers, sometimes prostitutes. He'd teach them all. And sometimes in the big cities, he would preach to kings and princes, wealthy merchants. And in this way, he gathered a great following. And he became, in his own day, the greatest and the best known of all spiritual teachers of India. And when he died, when he gained what we call parinirvana at the age of 80, there were hundreds and thousands, even tens of thousands, of disciples to mourn his departure, both monks and lay people, ascetics, and also householders, men and women, and so on, up and down the length and the breadth of the great subcontinent. So this, in outline at least, is the traditional biography of Siddhartha Gautama, the Indian prince who became the Buddha, the enlightened one, the awakened one, the founder of that great spiritual tradition which we call Buddhism. So this account, this traditionally based account of the life, of the career of the Buddha, is generally regarded as answering the question, who was the Buddha?